Porta potties.
And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation porta potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Step up to the plate, and you could win $1 million. It's the $1 million Grand Slam at Argosy Casino Alton and Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Sores in the genital area.
Oh, I hate that. That is painful. I hear. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th edition of Binion's Playhouse. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. You're going to hear Peon mentioned in a moment. You're going to hear me mention them now, and then you're going to hear me mention them again later because we want you to do something for yourself that's very smart, and that is get the advice of people who do this for a living, this meaning financial advice, what to do with money so that you can hang on to it and hopefully make it grow. We'll tell you how to get a hold of them. And we got other stuff, and we have a joke, and it's all called The Playhouse, and it starts like this.
Hey!
With a round of introductions at the control board, the one, the only, Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would, of course, like to also say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas, and with costs going up, you would like to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. I won't be here tomorrow. Got any gigs this weekend?
No gigs this weekend.
Wow.
Next weekend, very, very busy. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday playing.
Get a lot of rest this weekend. Yeah. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Yeah, they called him in when that gyrocopter landed in the Capitol grounds. They called Hebe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He got a call immediately. He's already flown out and back. The government flew him out. I can't talk much about it. It's confidential stuff. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Tesla has introduced another car that's like $5,000 less, and it's still all electric. And Ratboy showed me some preliminary drawings. He's applied for a patent. He says, you know, forget electricity, forget solar, forget hydrogen, forget gas. He's got a car. Was it run on?
Cheese.
Runs on cheese.
Oh,
wow.
All cheese. I can't wait to see that. Thank you, Ratboy. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. American cheese, is it? Yeah. Slices per gallon. He says that's going to be the new lingo. Hey, how many slices per gallon are you getting? He thinks that's what's going, that's where we're headed. I don't think so. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. They're financial advisors, and they'd be happy to talk to you if you have $25,000 or more. Now, you say, well, they don't want to talk to just anybody. No, and here's why. If they had meetings and worked for everybody that has $500 or $1,000, there are only so many hours in the day, and only so many of them. It wouldn't be very smart way to do business. So they've chosen to talk to people who have $25,000 or more. And when you meet with them, and you realize how much experience they have, and you take a good look at their credentials, you're actually very surprised that they would do that. You'd think it'd be more like $100,000 or more. No, but they know everybody has to start somewhere, and that's a good start, $25,000. So they work with you, and together you come up with a plan that can change at any time because you follow the market, among other things, and then whatever the government comes out with in the way of tax-deferred investments. And you and I don't have time to study all that stuff or keep up with it or even understand it. But they do, and then they'll put in the language you understand. If you like them, if you trust them, if you feel good about them, then you let them carry on beyond one meeting. Maybe you have a financial advisor. Here's my question. Did you sign a lifelong contract with your financial advisor? No. You can leave at any time. And you may want to after you talk to these guys. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, markandjason.com. All right, a couple of charitable things I want to get out of the way so we can have some fun here. Folks, I don't know what it is about people that makes them wait to the last minute when there's something they know you can do. Whether it's a vacation that we take with listeners, every year, 1 week, boom, 90% of the rooms are gone. And then there's this complete lull. And then in the 11th hour, here come the people to sign up for the remaining rooms, and then more, and they're mad because we don't have any more. The same thing happens with charitable stuff. You know, if you tell people you got a couple of weeks, they'll take a week and 6 days to do it. I'm starting to get nervous, and you're costing me sleep, folks. I need to see a reasonable number of people who have gone to one of the two sites I'm about to give you and donated $200 or more. For every $200 you donate, you get an entry into a drawing, and the winner in that drawing, or winners, will be a couple, the winner and a guest, to sit May 16th, Saturday night, with Peon and his wife, me and my wife, at what will be a really fun night. I promise you, you're going to have fun. There's going to be food. John Londoff has a couple of tables. The room is filled with fun, interesting people, and I don't know any more about trivia than you do. And my wife has never been to one of these, and she says, but what if I look stupid? Nah, it's a table. There are eight of you. Yeah, you can all look stupid together. Exactly. Yeah, it'll be eight stupid people. They'll point and go, look at that bunch of stupid people at that table. It won't be you. That ain't going to single you out or me out. It's a lot of fun. And I'm only asking $200, and if this doesn't go well, then I'm going to have to revert back to letting heavy hitters bid and donate $3,000-$4,000 to either go or have dinner with me or whatever. And you want to make a big fat donation, you want something else thrown into it, you want me to come by your house and tell you a couple of jokes, I'll do it. It's for St. Jude Children's Hospital, where all the money goes. So go to one of these two sites and click where it says to click to donate and get into this drawing. We don't have a whole lot of time here. FrankOpinion.com, that's easy, FrankOpinion.com. And it'll be real obvious when you enter where to click to donate. Or facebook.com/AM in the PM. I thank you in advance. I appreciate it. I know we're going to do well. It's just, why do you make me nervous by making me wait and think, oh my goodness, I don't need that many people. 30, 40, we're in high cotton, as they say. Folks, now it's time for the outdoor segment. Can I have my theme music, if you would, please, Bruce and the boys? You're a good whistler, Bruce. Now it's time for the outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. If you haven't seen them yet on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM, there are some pictures of my son, Austin, and his son, Carson, taken in Pistols Plus. Well, how about this weather? I'll try it again. Well, how about this weather?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Do you realize you just used the word?
I did.
Yeah.
But it really is amazing.
All righty. That concludes the outdoor segment.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Too late. It's over. The segment's over. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. Hunters, non-hunters, first-time shooters, experienced, seasoned, advanced shooters. You will all love Pistols Plus. And take your kids, as my son did. It's like a museum. Some of the greatest taxidermy I've ever seen. Animals look like they're in their natural habitat. It's a lot of fun. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach across from Staples. I noticed in the paper, St. Louis STL Today, there's another article about a restaurant that lays claim to toasted ravioli. How many restaurants over the years have we heard say, toasted ravioli started in our kitchen back in 19-whatever?
I don't know if I've
ever... I don't think it matters.
No.
No,
I don't
it doesn't.
Because here's the deal. If I found out for a fact, and I don't know that you can ever nail down who actually was the first place to make toasted ravioli, but here's the deal. If you think somehow that means it's going to be better there, no, because Peon's a cook. A lot of times somebody starts with an idea, but somebody else makes it better. I've had toasted ravioli some places that was so fantastic, I couldn't stop eating it. And I've had toasted ravioli other places, it was just okay. So maybe whoever was the first, not necessarily the best. And is there anybody, this is one of those foods, is there anybody you've ever heard say, I can't stand toasted ravioli?
No.
No. Never. And we've said this 100 times. When something is that easy, how could the whole country not have restaurants selling toasted ravioli? Why does it stop at the city limits or the county limits of St. Louis?
I don't know. That's weird.
That just is... I don't get that.
There were a couple of guys from New York at the game last night, and they were sitting like across and down a couple aisles, and they were talking to some people across the aisle from them, and they said, "What's a good food to try? Where's a good place to go eat?" And they were telling them, they all yelled, "Try toasted ravioli! You got to go try toasted ravioli!"
And can you think of any other St. Louis signature food? I can't.
No,
that's it. That's us.
No.
We are toasted. That'll be the slogan for the city of St. Louis. We are toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
Now, what other town can you name where there is a specific food that's identified just with that city? I'll tell you what I can think of. Beignets in New Orleans. You ever had a beignet?
Memphis would be barbecue, right? Or is it
Kansas City? No, barbecue is a lot of places. But go find a beignet anywhere other than New Orleans. For the most part, you can't. Find toasted ravioli anywhere other than St. Louis. You can't. Yeah. With a few exceptions. Little Patriots Embraced, as you know, is a terrific charity that does great things for kids of people who are deployed overseas in the military. And they're having a golf tournament. Jared Cook of the St. Louis Rams will be hosting it. And let's see, it's at Old Hickory Golf Club, St. Peter's, Tuesday, May 12th. Shotgun start at 1 o'clock, lunch at noon. Again, that's May 12th. If you want more information, I would imagine. Well, I know you can go to littlepatriotsembraced.org, and you can also call Old Hickory Golf Club in St. Peter's. A terrific organization. All right, you are a terrific football player. You're a tight end for the New England Patriots. You have a fiance, and a little baby girl. And you're going to prison for the rest of your life, and you're not going to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
A $40 million contract.
$40 million. Aaron Hernandez, what a numbskull. And it's worse. You know, he's still got a couple other trials. They think he's murdered three or four people.
Yeah. No, it's,
good grief.
Wow. And you see his expression? It's sort of like, I would have broken down, even though I kind of knew it was coming, I would have collapsed. It's the thought that it is actually official. I'm going to prison to be some guy's wife for the rest of my life. Wow. You got to be a real screw up to throw that away. Now, this guy that landed on the Capitol lawn, did you see that contraption?
No.
You didn't see it? You
I guys did,
just don't watch the news.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I saw a little video, too, where he essentially sent a video out days before letting everybody know he wasn't intending to harm anybody, but he was going to fly to the Capitol.
Oh, no, he had it online. He had it mapped out for anybody to read that he was going to do it.
Yeah.
It was all right there for everybody to see, and they still didn't know he was coming. Quick bulletin update on foods geographically specific to a certain. Judy the Cutie Martin sent me a text. She says Philly cheesesteak and Skyline Chili in Cincinnati. And she's right. And it's the worst chili I have ever tasted.
It is. It is horrible.
You know what it tastes like? The consistency is like somebody else ate it first.
Yes.
And then vomited it up. And canned it.
Oh, I can't stand it. I've tried it. I thought, I've got to try this.
Boy,
chili.
Do I not get it. Somebody brought us some. Yes. And I couldn't wait to open it. You know, you get hungry thinking about it, like Hungry Man or Chili Man chili. Man, I opened that can and one bite. And I thought, well, this has to be spoiled. This is ruined. This cannot be what they're talking about.
I know.
Yeah, thank you, Judy. It's horrible, but you're right. And I can understand why that's only in Cincinnati, because nobody else would want it.
No kidding.
Unlike toasted ravioli, it's not good. Back to the gyrocopter. Somebody described it as like a lawnmower with a rotor blade, and that's kind of what it is. It's the goofiest thing. I wouldn't fly one. I'm a helicopter pilot, and I wouldn't fly one of these things because it looks like something that a guy made out of a big lawnmower blade and a lawnmower, and he took some stuff he had in his yard, and he built this thing.
Yeah, it almost looked like those powered parachutes without the parachute.
Yes, and thank you, because I did fly a powered parachute, and the difference is when that engine quits, you already have a parachute open. But this goofy thing...
Just a helicopter blade.
A rotor blade and a motor.
Yeah.
And a rudder, and that's it. And I don't trust them. So, once again, they're embarrassed in Washington because the security is not as tight as it should be. Time magazine every year comes out with the 100 most influential people, and the obvious suspects are in there. Oprah, some dot-com people, some Apple CEO types. But then they have, the 100 most influential people. Bradley Cooper and Kanye West. And at first I thought, you got to be kidding me. But then, sadly, it's probably true that Kanye West has more influence over young people than he should have. So I guess they're basing it on sales. He does influence a lot of people, right or wrong. So it's not about whether it's good influence or bad influence. It's about influence. And Bradley Cooper is in there. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in there. How has she influenced anybody? It's not her. She's not the only one in the Supreme Court. How does Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the 100 most influential people, she didn't influence me.
I'm sure they have a little paragraph describing why in the...
It's not out yet, so they don't have... Jorge Ramos, who the heck is that? We're not on here, by the way. Taylor Swift's on here. Okay. I think Taylor Swift, through her music, has probably influenced a lot of people. President Obama's in here. Joe Klein. Am I supposed to know who Joe Klein is? Who's that? We don't know.
Okay.
We're so illiterate. Judy the Cutie, another text, update text. I love Skyline. For people who don't know Judy the Cutie Martin, she loves everything. She loves everything.
It's like she's cinnamon or something, isn't it?
No.
I don't know. The consistency is, Dan, we're soft serve
like
ice cream.
Right?
Yeah, it's like soft serve ice cream just about melted.
Yeah.
That's Skyline Chili.
It's bad. No, Judy, you are wrong on this
no,
one.
No, Judy, you're wrong. You are the cutie.
Doesn't matter if you like it, you're wrong.
Yeah. You're wrong on this. Now, this is. I tried to decide how am I going to tell this story. It's a legitimate story. It's about a game show in Japan. You know what our game shows here are like, Survivor, Amazing Race, the reality shows. There is a singing, an American Idol and The Voice. Picture those shows. And then picture this, and this is not a joke. There is a game show in Japan called Sing What Happens. And male contestants sing karaoke while they are being given, and I can say this because it's not against any laws. I can say it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me do this. They're singing karaoke while they're being given H jobs.
Really?
Someone is manipulating them manually while they're singing. And the person who is not distracted by the H job while he's singing and makes it through to the end of the song and does a decent job wins the competition. And of course they couldn't help it. They go, the competition is stiff. Yeah, they had to put that in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Sing What Happens. Wow.
I would like to sing a long song.
Pick one of Peon's
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, and followed by Inagata DeVita. Do a medley and see if you can make it that long. They said, this is the interesting part. They said sometimes a hand is used, and other times feet are used.
Oh,
feet.
There are guys who like a, and I can say this, foot job.
Foot massage?
Yeah. No, foot job. Foot massage is a different thing.
I know.
So, see, that's where we're behind again. Sing What Happens. We need the American version of that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The guy who works for a company that transfers him down south. He's not a southern guy. He's not particularly wild about me moved to Jackson, Tennessee, but that's where he has to go. And he's a single guy, and you know, you always hear one of the great places to meet people is at church. So he goes to a Southern Baptist church in this southern town, and he notices a woman sitting alone, it doesn't look like she's with a husband or anything, and she is striking. She's so good-looking, like early 30s. So he asks somebody sitting next to him in the church pew, he says, just curious, the lady up there, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, Lucy? He says, yeah. He said, I'm new. What's her story? Is she married? He goes, no, she's a young widow. Sadly, her husband was, his life was cut short, and he was killed. Well, now, when the service is over, he approaches this young Southern Baptist woman. And by the way, this gives me a chance to do my great Southern woman accent. And he says, excuse me, I am new. I don't know many people. And I wonder if I could have dinner with you Tuesday night. She says, my word, I would love to have dinner with you. Why, it's been so long since a gentleman asked me out. I was beginning to wonder if I still had what it takes. He says, okay, Tuesday night then. They set a time. He goes, he picks her up. They go to a really nice restaurant. And he leans over before they order and said, would you like a cocktail before dinner? She says, my stars, no. I am a Sunday school teacher. Why, I can't have an alcoholic beverage. What would I tell my Sunday school class? What would I say to them? He says, you know what? I understand. No problem. So they eat. They step outside. He reaches in his jacket pocket, takes out a pack of cigarettes, and offers her one. Would you like a smoke? She says, Lord, have mercy, no. I don't smoke cigarettes. What would my Sunday school class say if they knew I smoked? No, I do not smoke. He goes, I'm sorry to me. I hope I didn't offend you. She says, no, not at all, but I don't drink and I don't smoke. All right. They leave the restaurant, and he drives by a Holiday Inn, and he just thinks, well, you know, I think I know the answer to this, but let's give it a try. He said, hey, how'd you like to pull in that motel? Let me make love to you. She says, that would be wonderful. I would love that. And he's stunned. They pull in, and sure enough, all night, fantastic lovemaking. And the next morning, she's waking up, he's waking up, he's looking over at her, she's gorgeous, there she's lying. He goes, wow, he said, I got to ask you something. He says, what would you tell your Sunday school class about this, what we just did? She says, why, I would tell them the same thing I always tell them. You don't have to drink and smoke to have a good time.
Meet me. Get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with a crash now at Big Bend east of Highway 44. They've cleared and opened the ramp on southbound 270 to westbound 40. You're still running slow from Dorset down through Ladue and then some slow areas between Manchester down through 44. They're also working with the crash on southbound 141 at Gravois. You have traffic running stop and go between Bowles and Highway 30. Now, on westbound 40, things are still slow from Grand out to McCausland. You're heavy 270 out through Timberlake Manor. Now you've got hockey traffic coming in, so slow Timberlake Manor to Mason, eastbound, and then from McKnight to Big Bend. The downtown bridge approach, eastbound 40, just a little slow now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, slow through the Jennings Station area, then from Highway 170 through Air Flight and eastbound 270. You're stacked up now approaching McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by PSC Metals. PSC, they accept everything from cans to cars. Be a part of the solution during Earth Week, April 20th through the 25th. PSC, money for your metals, PSCmetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
The weekend of April 17th, 18th, and 19th is loaded with great giveaways for fans coming up at Busch Stadium. That weekend, the Cardinals take on the Cincinnati Reds. Friday, April 17th, the adult zip-up hooded sweatshirt. Saturday, April 18th, the Yadier Molina Gold and Platinum Gloves bobblehead. Sunday, April 19th, it's the kids' baseball t-shirt giveaway. Great giveaways on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of April. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi fans, this is Seth Maness.
And I'm Lance Lynn.
When we're out in the bullpen, it can be a bit chilly early in the season.
Seth, it could be a bit chilly in the dugout as well.
That's why on April 17th, we're giving away the adult zip-up hooded sweatshirt.
25,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will take home the sweatshirt.
We'll see you on April 17th when we take on the Reds.
Cardinals baseball, it's where tradition meets today.
Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Thanks for your support. We'll see you on April 17th.
It's finally here, spring. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you with the outdoors and your family. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart. Owner Jim Dooley invites you to his showroom at Inland Marine Boats. At Inland Marine, you'll get the best invoice pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel or owner Jim Dooley. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Question for you. When is the last time you checked out your heating and cooling system in your house? Oh, it was when it broke down? Well, why don't you get regular maintenance? Therefore, it'll save you time and money in the long run. The folks at Premier Heating and Cooling can help you with that. They have an amazing maintenance program for your heating and cooling system where they come out and visit you maybe twice a year or so and do maintenance on it, kind of like going to a dentist appointment. Premier Heating and Cooling will tell you whether you need any parts, whether you need a full replacement, or nothing at all. They are honest, and they've had one owner. It's been one company for 25 years in the St. Charles area. They serve St. Charles County, St. Louis County. They are located in St. Charles, as I mentioned, and they will take care of everything you need for heating and cooling. St. Louis is going to be heating up soon. Is your system ready? Give the folks at Premier Heating and Cooling a call at 636-916-1122 or find out all of their specials online at premierheatingcooling.com.
Hi, I'm Hillary Duff. As a mom, I'm proud to support the March of Dimes in helping more women have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. That's why I walk in March for Babies. The money we raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org. Together, we can help make healthier babies possible for thousands of families.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
There are hundreds of tree service companies in St. Louis, but only a handful of them have certified arborists on staff. T&L Tree Service is one of them. For over 40 years, T&L Tree Service has been providing their clients with quality and personalized tree services, plant health care, and landscaping maintenance. When you choose T&L Tree Service, you're choosing industrial professionals who are experts in what they do. Don't trust just anyone. Call T&L Tree Service today at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com.
Got an email from Rodney, who's a listener, and wow, he reminded me of another food that is only found, in this case, St. Louis again. And I think he's right. Gooey butter cake.
Yes.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I don't think that's any, and again, why not? Crap, it's good. And I don't think it's that big a deal, that hard to make. But hey. Thank goodness we have it. We're going to a place now where they don't have any toasted ravioli. They don't have any gooey butter cake. And they don't have any rain because that song says, you know, it never rains in Southern California. But they do have Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Beyond actually being beyond description, because when something is not like anything else, you can't say, hey, it's a lot like... Not like anything. It's Annie Gunn's, for goodness sakes, and the Smokehouse. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Mike Evans.
That's right.
That's right, man. You are Mike Evans.
Here's your pop quiz question today. While you're driving home from work, put on your thinking caps. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Just signed to do a biopic. Who is Anne Hathaway going to play? Judy Garland.
Ooh, that would be good.
Princess Di. Cleopatra or Annie Oakley?
Who is she married to somebody famous? Who's she married to?
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. Who am I thinking
I don't know.
About?
Is she married even?
I don't know if she's married.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
I think she's cute, though.
Whatever happened to Andy McDowell? Man, in Groundhog Day? Man, goodness, I
loved
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gorgeous in a different way. Not,
yes.
But something about it. Man.
That hair.
I agree. I totally agree.
Andy McDowell. And where are you, Kelly LeBrock? Where are you?
Oh, she... She turned.
She ruined herself.
She turned.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She
oh, come
kind
on.
Of ruined herself, I think, with plastic surgery.
I thought you meant she turned like the lesbian.
No. No. I mean like food spoiling.
Well, there's a great example of somebody who, when you look in the mirror, what is it you see, Kelly, that you think needs to be fixed?
Exactly.
She blew up pretty good, too, I think.
Well, I can't criticize anybody for that.
No, I can't
I
either.
Did that.
Love Nuggets, the youngest Jenner is Kylie Jenner. She makes no qualms about it, says that her sister, Khloe Jenner, is a much, much better mother than their mother, Kris Jenner.
What a nice thing for your mom to hear.
You know. Here's something I thought was kind of unusual. Blake Lively says to make her milk taste better when she nurses her 11-day-old newborn baby, she rubs smashed truffles on her nipples.
Oh. Hey, Mike, do you mind if I offer a public service announcement?
Sure.
I think a lot of times women wonder, how does this milk taste to my little baby? The child can't tell you.
No.
You know, you think it, you need someone else to test it. And I'm here to announce the opening of my new milk tasting service.
Yes.
And I will tell you, I think he or she would really like this. It tastes kind of like cinnamon.
And it's best when it comes out of the tapper.
Right out of the container.
Yeah.
So we're here for you.
I like better if whoever this, these people are, if these women would also... maybe rub some smashed Reese peanut butter cups on their nipples for them.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It hurt.
Crushed Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
Odds and ends, Mariah Carey used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Started losing her voice. This happened a couple of years ago. And she now says that she prayed for help to stop smoking to get her voice back. Prayers, both prayers were answered. She also picked up 2 octaves, she says. Making a big deal about Mariah Carey, although her last couple of albums haven't been that good. Hmm. Bad news about a good television show. It appears that the original CSI is going to be canceled.
Never watched it.
Me neither.
Excellent show.
I'm sorry, pee on you either?
No.
I haven't either.
I don't watch any
Look at the three of us, one of the most popular shows on TV. None of us have seen it.
Yeah.
You don't watch Big Bang either.
No. Is that Mark Harmon, CSI?
No.
That's I get all that NCIS. I get all that stuff confused.
Anybody surprised that Snoop Dogg has invested millions of dollars into a business that will do home delivery of marijuana to people?
Well, no. I'm really surprised.
He calls it Uber for pot.
Well,
it's only in California, though. I'm sorry, folks in St. Louis, not going to be able to take
another black eye for the rap industry.
Mm. New York Post headline over the story and photograph of cold-blooded murderer, former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez, who was sentenced yesterday to life in prison with no chance of parole. New York Post headline screamed, "Now rot in cell."
Ooh, hey, did you see his complete lack of emotion?
Yeah, that guy didn't even care.
Wow.
Rot in cell. Yeah.
That right there tells you there's something wrong with him.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sports shorts, master winner, 21-year-old Jordan Spieth has been offered free private jet anytime, anywhere, unlimited for just putting the name NetJets on his hat.
Done. Man, yeah. I'd do that in a minute.
Yeah. Also offered millions from Rolex, AT&T, and BMW to put their name on a shirt.
How do we do that? Mike, how do we get people to pay us to wear their caps?
I don't know. One instance, I'm not going to get into it. Somebody paid me not to wear their name.
That had to hurt.
Radio station.
That had to hurt.
Date in history, April 16, 1943, Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann accidentally comes in direct contact with his experiment of lysergical acid diethylamide, spilled some on his skin, and he also breathed some of it, and he was the first human to take an acid trip. Lysergical acid diethylamide, LSD.
Now, I don't think this is a question. You're pretty open about your past life. You led a pretty wild life. You, at least once, I guess, tried it?
Yeah, I've tried it. It was a regular weekend occasion.
Wow.
And you know what we used to do is we used to plan, like we'd all get, you know, like, you know, butterfly acid. And we'd all, we'd like four or five of us. So
I never sounded appealing to me.
And it took like 30, 40 minutes for you to come onto it until you start. Then about 4 or 5 hours, you'd be peeking on it. And so we used to do things like, okay, let's take it, get in the car immediately, and let's get to Disneyland and spend the trip in Disneyland.
I'm with Peon, though. Some of the stuff I heard about.
Hey, my face is melting.
Yeah, everything's melting.
Melting
face. I never
had
a bad trip. They were always great fun.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is not in any way
an endorsement,
or condoning the use of drugs, young people.
When I was 17 years old, like the third or fourth time I took acid, you look in a mirror, and I can't explain it, but you don't really see yourself. And my friend JT asked, he goes, what do you see? And I said, I see success is what I see in my life.
Wow.
And look what happened.
A little bit, yep.
Wow.
That proves drugs can screw you up.
Now, I don't think that's necessary.
Hey, Frank, I just sent you a picture of Kelly LeBrock.
Oh, hang on here. I got to look at this on my phone. This is going to be good.
Someone just sent it to me. Johnny did.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Not good.
Face is still good, but from the neck down, she looks like an old Plymouth.
I would say more like an old Henry J. Kaiser.
Yeah, wow.
And finally.
That's a different body than she had in Woman in Red. Great movie, by the way. Gene Wilder, Kelly LeBrock, Woman in Red with, never mind.
I did a movie called Woman in Bed.
No, I see that's
good.
And finally. Oh, I did that right.
We did that, yeah.
Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Who's Anne Hathaway playing the biopic? Judy Garland, Princess Di, Cleopatra, Annie Oakley.
I'm going to go Judy Garland.
I'm going to say Cleopatra.
I'm going to say Judy Garland just because I can see that. She would be perfect for Judy Garland.
I don't really see this. 5'10" Anne Hathaway will play 4'11" Judy Garland.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Here you go from Hollywood, my answer.
I do see it because it's not about how tall. They can get around that.
Yeah.
But the face and the hair and the, yeah.
The talent and the singing. It's, man,
exactly.
She's...
That was a former LSD user, an emphasis there on former kids. He doesn't do that anymore. He did a lot of things back then in the rock and roll L.A. I think if you were in Los Angeles in the 60s or 70s, it's pretty hard to avoid a lot of that stuff. Mike Evans brought to you his clean and sober self, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, they do a truckload of gift cards every year, all year, especially in the holidays. Don't wait for that. Gift cards, always a good idea from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. As we work, sadly, our way toward the end of the show, let's just talk for a second about going to the dentist. How long has it been? Peon, tell the truth, how long since you've gone to the dentist?
I'm overdue.
It's been 2 years?
Yes, 2 years.
Shame on you.
I know.
Dan, how long?
About a year.
You losers. You complete losers. And if you're listening, you're thinking, oh, my goodness, if they're losers, what about me? I haven't been in 6 years. You're not a loser, just these two, okay? They've seen people. The one that I personally know of because I saw the email, because it was sent to me, 20 years. And this person was, I could tell, almost in tears writing it, saying, I am so ashamed of myself. I can't imagine, you know, what they're going to say to me. And then I got another email after this person had gone. And it was so obvious that they wished they had done it 10 years earlier, because all the things they were afraid that would happen, didn't happen. Nobody made fun of them. Look, whatever your case is, they have seen worse. So get on in there, because there is nothing good about continuing to put off getting your teeth and your gums healthy, and they'll help you get them back to where they ought to be. And I don't care where you live. Look, you're going twice a year. I don't care if you live 60, 70 miles away. I think their longest distance patient on a regular basis is 150 miles away. Twice a year, nobody minds. Once they visit this dental clinic, they don't mind the drive twice a year. They look forward to it. You want to see what I'm talking about? See if I'm telling the truth? Make an appointment. They'd be happy to get you in. Tell them your AM and the PM. Please do that. Ballast Dental Care, where I've been going for 42 years. 42 years this year, in fact, this month. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
If you're traveling southbound on Highway 141, you're slow from Helfrich down through Highway 44, and then south of Bowles down to Highway 30. They've cleared that accident at Gravois, so things are running much better. We have southbound 170 slowing from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 still heavy between 141 and Mason and McKnight through Big Bend. Westbound 40 now, it's getting a little bit more normal between Kings Highway and McCausland, 270 through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270 just slow at Lindbergh. Looks like we have southbound 270 off the pace between Page and Ladue, and then downtown bridge approach, everything is thinned out going eastbound on Highway 40. But you still have that jam up on eastbound 70 between Highway 55 and Highway 4 where they're doing the road work. And this traffic report brought to you by Ameren Missouri Heating and Cooling Program. Get rebates up to $800 for upgrading to a high-efficiency HVAC system. Find a participating contractor at amerenmissouri.com/HVAC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey everybody, Bill McDermott here, the voice of St. Louis FC. A new chapter in St. Louis sports is being written this year. You can join me and Bob Ramsey for the entire ride as St. Louis FC takes to the pitch this season. We'll bring you the action on match day live from Mesaka Park in Fenton, including our pre-match and post-match shows, and we'll do our best to teach Hadley that the pitch isn't something thrown by Wainwright or Waka. And poor Jim Huer, what he has to put up with. Everything Soccer is here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Blues pep rally about to get underway. Fans think it's going to be more than a one-and-done year for St. Louis.
We got some closure, but I still need to know exactly what happened.
The family of a man found dead in a Forest Park pond looking for answers. What they're telling Fox 2 tonight.
My interview with a police officer shot while confronting a killer. You can help him out.
First at 6, St. Louis is ready to go cup crazy tonight. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin at 8:30 tonight when the Blues take the ice against the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, but right now, thousands of fans are gathering outside Scott Trade Center for the pregame.